Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. Can you smell that? Can you smell that? That's the lawn growing. Mother Nature's been kind so far. Please stay that way. We're getting some rain, but we're getting good weather. And good weather, spring, all means good crops, we hope. And Lyman Orchard is one of those places that you can go down. The pick your own will be coming right around the corner. But the farm scene in Connecticut is big, and John Lyman is a massive member of that. He's one of the eighth generations. We got the ninth generations coming up, so we're going to get into that. But John, farming, the crops, how's everything looking so far this year?
Good morning, Joey. Glad to be with you. Right now, I would say we're really looking good for everything. We're pretty excited. We have peaches this year. Obviously, with frost last year, we kind of got our peach crop knocked out. But this year, really, really big bloom. They're coming along beautifully, as well as the apples and pears. All the small fruits look great. We're really looking forward to the growing season and having a really good crop.
And that's when, you know, the growing season's big, but you guys at Lyman do other things pretty big. And it's, I guess, I don't want to say it's had to have been a trend, you know, to keep the farming thing going in the state, but you guys do a lot of other events that kind of keep yourself, you know, where you're not just there for pie season and fruit season. You're there doing things all throughout the season. So as, well, shall we say, the growing season ramps up, so do the activities down at Lyman Orchards. And you guys got some fun ones coming up. The 1741 house has lots of things coming up. But one of the ones, it's a little out, it's for Memorial Day, Heroes of Steel Car Show. Car shows are big in this area, and for you guys to be able to do one for Memorial Day, that's got to be pretty cool for you guys.
No question. That'll be on the grounds of the Apple Barrel. A lot of room. We'll have a lot of cars there. We host several car shows throughout the year, and so this just continues that, and we look forward to having really nice cars there and people to come out and enjoy walking around and talking, and it's a really great setting for cars.
That's one thing. I've done many car shows. I have a classic Volkswagen, a 1974, and just going to these car shows, everyone that you run into has a story about one of the cars or their favorite car. We all grew up in that era for the most part. You know, cars are an icon, and it's cool to team up. You guys, all the proceeds for the show will benefit United Steelworkers, the veterans of Steel District 4. So for you guys to kind of give back to the community, and that's one thing I feel over the nine generations of Lyman Orchards, it's been a big part to give back to the community for you guys.
No question. We're part of the community, and we take that seriously, and we are glad to help and wherever we can. You know, we donate proceeds from our corn maze every year to the American Cancer Society, Connecticut Cancer Foundation, the Sunflower Maze to Connecticut Children's. So we just look for opportunities to give back, because the community has always been great to us.
Now, I know it's a little far away right now, but do we have a theme for this year's corn maze?
Well, Joey, you are going to get an exclusive here. You're the first for the information, but we will be announcing to the general public. But you are get the scoop this morning. The Sunflower Maze, actually, we're going to partner with the Hartford Yard Goats, and we're going to do their logo and promote their activities, their games up there, and they're going to hopefully promote people come down to Sunflower Maze. So we're really looking forward to that.
That's awesome. And then the synergy, because now here at WTIC, we broadcast all their games on the web.
Absolutely. It's just, they're obviously really, really doing a great job of extending out to the general state. And we just feel we want to partner with them. It's summertime. You know, the Sunflower Maze is in August. It's still prime baseball season. So just with it was a natural, and Tim was just really great to work with, and we're really excited to partner this year.
That's awesome. Yeah, Tim's a great guy. The whole Yard Goats crew over there, Jeff Dooley, and we got some stuff coming up too. We actually have an event, not to sidetrack from Lyman Orchards, but we also have a couple events coming out this year. One of them, we're going to be doing a fundraiser to hopefully get a vet, a service dog. So there'll be more information on that to come too. So, I mean, there's just always, and talk about a small world of Connecticut. We're all doing things together just to help out. That's cool.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that info this morning, John.
Yeah. And then the corn maze, we're going to be doing a Peanuts theme. It's their 75th anniversary coming up. So it's going to be the iconic Snoopy on the doghouse with Woodstock in the maze. And it's going to be a really, really fun event for the fall, for September and October.
Sounds cool. Such a fan of Peanuts. And I'm one of the everyone, for a lot of people, like the little yellow bird, always got his name mixed up. It's Woodstock, people. It's Snoopy and Woodstock. So that's cool. That's awesome. I love the corn maze and the sunflower maze. And it's, it's one of those things, people just get outside and, no pun intended, but they get lost in nature. It's not going to hurt you.
No, it's perfect. It really is. And it's the perfect time of the year, whether it be August for the sunflower maze or, September and October, where it's starting to get a little cooler, but it's just really, really nice to be out. And while they're here, they can pick apples. They can go to the store for those, those pies and those decadent donuts and everything else. So
got to go with the bumbleberry. Bumbleberry pie is my favorite right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the very few pies that has cherries in it, and I love that.
Well, cherry pie is my favorite. So sounds like you have a sweet spot for cherries, too.
Yes, and I mean, and I'm looking at the calendar, I'm looking ahead, literally just a month away, the festivals kick off. All the fruit festivals. You got the strawberry festival, the raspberry festival, the blueberry festival, the peach. All the festivals kick on. John, it's like a month away.
Yeah. Now, as we're speaking, we're really literally a month away from the strawberry season starting up. And our first two crops of the season are the strawberries and the honeyberries. And they're both June crops. And we're just excited that that'll kick the season off. And, with all these festivals and everything, it's a lot to kind of, try to keep track of. So just go to our website. We list it all out and, find out what's going on and definitely come down multiple times during the summer. Just enjoy yourself.
That's LymanOrchards.com. One end in Lyman, LymanOrchards.com. And one of the things I talked about, you're the eighth generation. Growing up, you grew up in the whole farm and agriculture scene, and you got the next generation coming up. Was it something that was just instilled to you as a young man, like this is where you had to be, or was it like, did you just choose this organically, no pun intended, along with the next generation?
Well, it's kind of a mix, because you certainly, with the tradition, you have a certain sense of responsibility, I guess, or not obligation, but sense of responsibility. Growing up on the farm, I really enjoyed what I was doing during working summers on the farm. I spent a year in Holland working on an apple orchard, and it just convinced me that that's what I really wanted to do for my career. So I came back full time in 1980, and it just haven't regretted it all. And it was really, though, it was not something that I felt obligated for. I just really wanted to do it. And of course, being able to carry on the tradition has really been, to me, very important, but also to our whole family to keep carrying on with the tradition. And we've had to diversify, as we talked about earlier, with all the events we do, with the different businesses such as our golf courses and our Apple Barrel retail. And just, to survive in Connecticut, you really have to have a mix. And we invite people here. It's part of the experience, and we just look to try to create multiple experiences for people throughout the year, and really experience a little bit of being on the farm, but also out in the country. It's a great thing. And And our hope as we continue to develop our next generation is that one or two will want to come back full time into the business and continue on the tradition.
That's one of the things, like you said, the diversity. I mean, to go with the, you know, the whole pub and grill, the 1741, and then the golf course and lessons, it is an evolution, but it's, and I feel you're still sticking to the roots of agriculture. Like Lyman Orchards is still the center point of all these other things that you branched off to.
Absolutely. And you know what I tell people, the common theme is this, it's open space use of the land. So whether you're growing things or we've got a golf course, it's open space. And we've continually try to utilize the open space in a creative way, because the family knows that the biggest resource we have is the land. It's been in the family since 1741, and so it requires care, but it also requires imagination and creativity to continue to be relevant for people, you know, of all ages.
And that's one thing, one of those things that's one of the only things really that's finite on this blue ball we call Earth is land. We're not making new land. Land is kind of a finite item. So we have to really appreciate and use wisely the land we have.
Absolutely. And we've always, that's part of the whole mentality of farming is, you know, to be a good stewards of the land and continue to protect it and conserve it, but also enrich it as best you can. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, you know, when we go down, we've done it a few times. I suggest people do it. Just go down to Lyman's, go to the Apple Barrel, grab a pie of your choice, grab a couple spoons, and just literally go sit on the lawn and eat a pie outside. Like, there's nothing, I mean, it's as simple as it is, it's just something to be relaxing and just be outside with nature, enjoying something that was, if you look over your left shoulder or right shoulder, wherever you're sitting, that like it, that's where it came from. The apples were on top of that hill, and appreciate small things like that in life, John.
Well, great. I mean, it is, and life's simple pleasures, as they say, right?
That's it. It's one of the farmer's credos, I think. Life's simple pleasures. Respect the land will respect you. Again, anything you want to talk about, or, you know, we've been talking about, you got the 1741 Pub and Grill. That's 1741 Pub and Grill. You got the golf course. You got the, my gosh, it's less than, it's a month away, John. All the fruit and vegetable seasons of festivities. So get out to the Apple Barrel. John, it's John Lyman of Lyman Orchards. Thanks for joining me today, because there's always things like this going on right here at home in Connecticut. All right, and a side note, if you're listening to this morning and mom is still sleeping, or your grandma you haven't talked to, just pick up the phone or drive over, bring something, have a cup of coffee or tea or a glass of milk and an Oreo, if you will, with mom or grandma. Today is Mother's Day, and let's be real and let's be honest, none of us would be here if it wasn't for our mothers. So happy Mother's Day to all out there.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.